Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level 3. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that busted, but everybody else in between. The world tour continues. What's up, Sooner Lisa? Good to see Sooner Lisa. What's up, John Doe? Got Mick Aussie's calmed down. Chris Warren, what's up? Chris Warren, got a full house in the chat here this evening. Once again, shout out to everybody who threw it down with us in Las Vegas, Nevada this past week. We're getting a lot of pictures being sent to us, and we made new friends. Good seeing old friends. Time flew by, though, too fast. It really did. Like, it's just one of those deals where I miss the Rageaholics. I miss the Rageaholics. One of those quick, like, same thing. We went to Toronto last week, and I'm there for like a day. And, you know, we tweet out we're going to a sports bar, and the place is packed. We had a great time seeing a bunch of old friends. And then similar situation in Vegas this past weekend. Really, really went by fast. To tell you, it didn't feel like we were there like 5 days. It feels like 2 days. That's the Vegas stuff, man. Vegas, baby. Man, great stuff, though. The NFL draft was a massive success in Sin City. And I don't know if because I was seeing all the Raiders stuff everywhere. But I am buying into the Raiders. I like what the Raiders are doing a lot. I really like the Davante Adams acquisition. Waller's going to be healthier this year. I think Derek Carr is an elite quarterback. They bring in Zamir White. We know their defense is good. They drafted another good defensive lineman. They have a good pass rush. Like, the Raiders are a pretty solid football team right now. I guess, you know, one of the big question marks really is Josh McDaniels. And what you know, is Josh McDaniels a good coach? I guess we're going to find out. So, Ian Cameron will rejoin us. We're talking NHL hockey. And so the playoffs start tomorrow. So, we add the NHL to the rotation now on a nightly basis. We'll be raging and watching the in-games and betting. And I'm telling you, I'm looking forward to this Edmonton-Los Angeles series. I think a lot of people always think Edmonton's going to roll everybody all the time, and they don't. They don't. I think it's going to be a lot more competitive than people think. And I'll be looking at the Kings here, especially on the series alternate price. And in fact, one is we'll get into this with Babano. So the Toronto Maple Leafs, this is as good as they've been. This is it. Like, as far as the Leafs are concerned, now it doesn't mean there's not other good teams in the league, but this is, quite frankly, the best Leafs team since the early 90s teams. And in fact, technically, they're actually the best team ever. They won more games than they ever did at 53. They had more points than they ever did at 113. Auston Matthews set a team record for goals, and he became the first United States-born player to score 60 goals. Mitch Marner had 35 goals, finished with 97 points. Riley had 58 assists, finished with 68 points. To me, the Giordano acquisition is big. The Late Night Anger Management Class, it's level 3. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio, 50,000-watt juggernaut, SiriusXM Channel 159 on the Sports Grid Radio Networks. Are you ready for some NHL playoff hockey? Because that's what we've got Monday night, adding to the NBA playoffs. But it's nice to have like a new sport into the rotation, especially from a betting perspective. And I just like the fact that there's going to be a bunch of games once again for the next couple of weeks on TV all the time right now. and there's going to be some good games. And like I said, there's nothing, even if you're not a big hockey fan, you don't really watch. It's, you know, nothing tops playoff hockey. The intensity, the speed, the passion. And you look at the card on Monday, we got the Boston Bruins and the Carolina Hurricanes. That's going to be a fun series. I do think that the Canes at minus 126, the price is too short. I do like the Carolina Hurricanes there. Toronto Maple Leafs, the Leafs haven't won a Stanley Cup in 55 years. They haven't won a playoff series in 18 years. Yet they are series favorites over the Tampa Bay Lightning, the two-time defending Stanley Cup champion, Tampa Bay Lightning. The Leafs minus 128 in Game 1. I think the home team gets it done here as well. The Toronto Maple Leafs beat the Tampa Bay Lightning. St. Louis and Minnesota is going to be a wild series. Like, there's something about the West, the Western Conference. But the Blues and the Wild, number one, they hate each other. And they play each other all the time. They hate each other. The games are always high scoring. The games are always really close. That's going to be a real battle tomorrow, and it's a nice late start. I like it. 9:40 Eastern time, and then boom, we'll be on live during the Los Angeles Kings and Edmonton Oilers game tomorrow night. We'll be on during the back end of this game, stepping up and in. And the Kings. Kings are plus a goal and a half, minus 152. Plus 172 on a money line. The total is 6.5. And I am in the minority. Most people in the hockey world, well, listen, most people in the hockey world praise and overhype the Edmonton Oilers, like, at the best of times. And they've been burnt time and time again, and they fall for it. I do think Edmonton are going to win this series. I do think Edmonton's going to win the series, but I think it's going to be a real battle. The LA Kings +1.5 series spread is minus 114. I'd really like to get 2.5, though. So if they lose in 6, I win. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Late Night Anger Management Class Sunday, Bloody Sunday, SiriusXM Channel 159, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. I am Gable Morenci, picking up the pieces. Post Las Vegas, Nevada NFL Draft, man, it was off the hook. Ian Cameron kicked with us. We're talking NHL playoffs. This stuff's going to be lit. So let's get into the Washington Capitals and the Florida Panthers, Babano. Florida Panthers minus 225 in game one, total 6.5. You and I have talked a lot of Panther hockey this year, and yeah, they've lit it up and they've looked great in the regular season, but I don't believe their style of play is conducive to win in the playoffs. Yet I think it is a good matchup for them against the Capitals, and the odds makers agree as they are massive favorites, man, minus 355. Washington Capitals plus 270, Babano.
Yeah, they get by Washington. I have very little doubt. And I shouldn't say very little, because I guess we should be, you know, giving a little bit more respect to a team with Alex Ovechkin on it.
But that's a high price, though, isn't it? Come on, minus 355.
The price is definitely not something I'm interested in. Like, if you're going to take I am interested in maybe a -1.5 games. You know, yeah. You do a series spread type of deal, you know, with this series. But that's the only thing you can do. You can't lay minus 355 here in this kind of situation. I mean, you can lay $1.50, too. With Florida -1.5 games, you could go that route, or you could just go, you know, what you can do if you think it's going to be a short series, you know, or, you know, try take your shot with, you know, Florida and 4, Florida and 5, Florida and 6, one of those exact series, correct score deals. You know, you're going to have to try that.
Florida That's... Panthers -1.5 games in the series is minus 170.
Yeah. So you got to lay a little price, but I think that's a good bet. I really do. I think they will win in 5 or 6 is what I've got. I do have Washington winning a couple. You know, with Ovechkin and Backstrom and Oshie and Kuznetsov and Wilson, I don't know if they're going to get snuffed. But here's their problem. Their problem is defense. Their problem is their penalty kill. Their problem is their goaltending. Okay, Ilya Samsonov and Vitek Vanacek are not playoff goalies that we're accustomed to see and succeed. They have not had much playoff success or playoff experience, and they've struggled and been up and down and inconsistent. Laviolette's been going back and forth with these two guys all year, trying to find someone to stabilize themselves and be consistent, and he hasn't been able to find it. And you got to face this juggernaut offense with Barkov and Huberto and Verhaeghe and Marchment and Duclair, and now they got Claude Giroux on this team. I mean, it is a lot for Washington to try to defend this team. This is going to be your over series. I think St. Louis, Minnesota could be a little bit high scoring, but I certainly think this series will. And if you look at Washington and Florida, historically, this has been an over bonanza with
eight straight
teams. Yep. Over bonanza. Washington cannot defend Florida. We've seen this time and time and time again. I don't know if it changes. I don't think it will. So to me, this is Florida winning the series. To me, I'm looking at overs in this series, starting with game one.
Look, they played three times. It was 5-4 Florida, 4-3 Washington, 5-4 Florida. So they have been pretty close games, but the overs have been, the overs have killed it. As we said, the last time these guys actually played an under was in 2018, right? Yep. So you go back to 2018, the last time these two teams went under the number, which is pretty crazy to put in a context. But these are playoff games, yet as we just discussed, man, the Florida Panthers are built to put the puck in the net and light the lamp. Total 6.5.
And Washington could score too, because Bobrovsky can sometimes have those playoff games where he's a little off his game. You know, he's had those brilliant playoff performances, and then he's had the odd game where he's kind of thrown in a clunker there. So Washington can contribute too. And the way I see it is, don't wait till like game two or game three or game four to start betting overs in this series. Get on it in game one, because if you get one over in game one and certainly two in a row, you're going to see sevens very quickly with totals in this series.
Colorado and Nashville, Babano, these two teams played, man, just a couple of nights ago. Absolutely crazy game. Nashville ends up winning 5-4. Is this a good matchup for Nashville? It'd be hard to say it is, but the fact of the matter is they did beat them 5-4. They played four times this year, and Nashville have beaten them three times. I think it's going to be a battle. It's just one of these deals. Colorado to me have something to prove as well, but Ben, I'm not ready to give the cup to the Colorado Avalanche. And every year I say the same thing, and everybody loves the Avs all the time. And I always say, well, let's see them prove it as well. They're another team, but Ben, like, people pick on the Leafs a lot, and they pick on the Edmonton Oilers a lot for postseason failures. Well, I'll tell you what, let's see the Avs win some playoff series.
Yeah, you know what? I agree. Nashville's been a thorn in Colorado's side. I think with UC Saros available to them in net, they could have maybe even pushed Colorado in this series. I just don't know that can happen now with the goaltending situation. With Saros out and the Predators having to put their goaltending in the hands of young Connor Ingram, who doesn't look ready. He just blew a 4-0 lead to the Arizona Coyotes on Friday night, and they lost 5-4. He has a 3.71 goals against an .879 save percentage. So you either have to put that young Connor Ingram in there, or you got to go to David Riddick, whose numbers aren't any better. 3.57 goals against, .886 save percentage. He was big save Dave for Calgary for 1 year. He got red hot in the playoffs. And other than that, he's been a disaster and mediocre at best. He's been big sieve Dave ever since then, as far as I'm concerned. So this goaltending is a problem, especially against a team like Colorado. I'm with you conceptually. There's things to like. Nashville can score, but Nashville struggled defensively. Their goaltending is in tatters right now. They are going to have to outscore Colorado, and it's going to be interesting what approach John Hines, the coach, takes. Do we have to really tighten it up and just try to protect our goalies, or do we try running and gunning and try to just outscore this team? Because the one thing Nashville's doing is scoring. Duchesne, Forsberg, Johansson, they've all been phenomenal. They're getting some depth scoring. I mean, you look at Nashville down the stretch, Marinci, they're putting the puck in the net.
I think that's, you called it. I think that's what you have to do. I think you're not, like you said, the goaltending isn't good enough. They're not good enough to shut Colorado down. I think it's one of these deals where you just try to outscore them, bro.
And it worked the last time they played them, 5-4.
Yeah, like you said, they keep playing these 5-4 games, right? Like, so, I'll tell you what, though. You look at this price, minus 620, the Nashville Predators are plus 430. Listen, I have a hard time saying that the Preds are going to find a way to win four times in seven games against these guys. I do think they can give them all that they can handle. I agree with Babano as far as I think there'll be some higher scoring games in this series. But looking at the series spread prices, Babano, Nashville Predators plus 2.5, minus 128. So in other words, I need to win twice. If this series goes six games, I win the bet. Nashville Predators plus 2.5, minus 128.
Yeah, to me, the price is insanely high, but I just don't – I can't even bite with something even small on Nashville because I just don't think their goaltending is up to task. I'm sorry. I just don't think that. If Riddick or Ingram, whoever they go with in net against this Colorado team, it's just going to be, I think, overwhelming for either of those two guys against this Avalanche squad, which can not only score up front with McKinnon and Rantanen, Landeskog, Burakovsky, Lehkonen, who's been a great addition from Montreal on this Colorado team. I mean, they're Kadri. I mean, it goes on and on. They're loaded up front. The blue line can score and chip in offensively. I mean, it's asking a lot of a Nashville defense that's not great outside of Ekholm and Josi and a goaltending duo that is as bad as it gets and as weak as it gets of any team in the Stanley Cup playoffs. That's my issue. Yeah, the price is value-laden, but I don't buy into Nashville winning the series even at that price, and that's why I'm not betting it.
Colorado Avalanche are plus 320 to win the Stanley Cup, so they are the favorites. Despite the fact, as I've stated, that they've been postseason underachievers, and here they are favorites at plus 320. Florida Panthers are plus 550, the second choice. The Calgary Flames are 7-1. A team from Canada has not won the Stanley Cup since the Montreal Canadiens in 1993. The Carolina Hurricanes are 10-1. Toronto Maple Leafs are 10-1, and the Lightning are 11-1, but you could go, wow, that's pretty good numbers for those teams. Well, one of them's getting eliminated as they go head-to-head. Oilers are 16-1 right now. The Wild are 16-1. The Rangers, Babano, at 17-1. Not a bad number right there. 17-1 with the Rangers. Bruins 18-1. Penguins 20-1. Blues 21-1. Caps 30-1. Preds 35. Dallas Stars 50. And the LA Kings are 50-1.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I start shopping. 17, 18-1. That's the price where I start to get interested. And you rhymed off some of those teams.
The Rangers, Rangers and the Blues. Yeah, Minnesota. Rangers 17-1. Blues 21-1.
If you think St. Louis beats Minnesota, you take St. Louis. If you think Minnesota's going to beat St. Louis, you
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Take Minnesota, because I think whoever wins that series, they've got Western Conference Final in their future, potentially, and I think they could give Colorado a run for their money, whether it's the Blues or whether it's the Wild.
And then you've got a big, big, big number in your back pocket. And everyone knows I'm not the biggest hedger, but when you got something at 21-1, it's definitely worth a look. All right, we'll get into it to Dallas and Calgary, and we'll hit the basketball before we get Babano out of here. The late night anchor management class continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sports Rage Late Night continues. I am Gabe Morenci, kicking with Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano. We appreciate his time. Excellent hockey breakdowns. If you're a hockey fan, can't get a better breakdown series by series. As we've broken down tonight, we have one more left to get to still. The Dallas Stars and the Calgary Flames. And we were just discussing the future, the Stanley Cup prices here. And as Babano stated, it's almost like golf, guys. There's only you can only start buying in. Like Colorado are good; they haven't done it before, and yeah, it's a crazy number at plus 320. It's just a bad number. Florida Panthers plus 550; they can't keep the puck out of the net. Calgary Flames are good, 7-1, but they're not going to get calls. And I think Calgary are legitimate Cup contenders. I think they can come out of the West. I really think they can, but I don't like the price at 7-1. Carolina are 10-1. I don't really like that either. Toronto and Tampa are playing each other, so they're 10 and 11 to 1. Then I don't trust Edmonton to win a cup at 16. I'm not Minnesota, I sort of, but I think St. Louis could beat these guys. So I start to buy in at the Rangers at 17, the Blues 21. That's what I'm sort of looking at here. But as far as the Calgary Flames are concerned, Babano, do you believe that they can win the Western Conference, and do you think they can win the Stanley Cup? Because I do.
I do. Dallas has got that weird bugaboo over Calgary, though. Dallas has been a tough team for Calgary to beat. They've given Calgary fits. They've played them tough. They've had a lot of close games. Dallas beat Calgary 2 years ago in the playoffs in the bubble. You know, Dallas has been a thorn in Calgary's side, but I still can't help but think Calgary's just much better. this year. I mean, Kachuk, over 100 points. Gaudreau, an incredible season. Elias Lindholm, 40-goal season. I mean, just those three guys alone, and phenomenal up front. And that's not even mentioning what Mangiapane's capable of, and Dylan Dubé, and other guys down the lineup that have stepped up for the Flames. And their blue line's improved. Oliver Shillington might be one of the most improved defensemen in the entire NHL this year. Erik Branson, he's drank from the fountain of youth. He's having his best year in a very long time. Tanev is having a solid year on the back end. Noah Hanifin, very strong. I mean, the blue line, fantastic. And, of course, you got Markstrom in net, who's had a pretty solid year overall. There's no weaknesses. There's very few. And you got Daryl Sutter, by the way. And people are saying, well, hold on now. This is the same Calgary core of players that were awful 2 years ago, getting beaten down by Colorado in the first round.
No, what's they've added change? Some pieces, and they have a different culture now. They're
Daryl
a different
Sutter
team.
At the helm. All he does is win in the playoffs.
And when you talk exactly, Sutter's, you know, one of the best coaches ever. And you look at a team, okay, in the playoffs, and you're betting a future. What I like about the Calgary Flames, Brandon, you just nailed it. I mean, they don't have any weaknesses on the ice. And what I love about them, 25-12-3 on the road, Babano. They're a great road team, right? Like, they can go into any building and win, and they enjoy it. I've seen this team play in person this year, Babano, and they're a physical team, man. They come out at you, they start knocking you over, and like they're kind of old school Western Conference hockey, and it's a matchup problem for teams. Like I said, that's what I like about them. I just like the fact that they're good. Look, they're dominant at home. They're 25-9 at home, but 25-12 on the road, which is what I like about this team. They can win on the road.
And that's important. You got to look at that. These teams that are a little bit more balanced, you know, that have that capability of winning away from home, not just in their home ice. And Calgary's one of those teams that have been able to do that this year. There's no doubt. In fact, I'll be looking to bet Calgary in spots in this series in Dallas when you're not going to get, you know, minus 215 like you're going to get here in Calgary. I mean, that's where you're going to want to take Calgary in this series when they go on the road. So I'm kind of hoping, I think Calgary will win game one. I'm kind of hoping Dallas maybe steals game two, gets a split, and then I think it would set up just a terrific play on Calgary in a game three in Dallas at a better price off a loss. That's what I'm kind of hoping for, but I think Calgary will win the series. The only thing that's concerning is Dallas can frustrate you. They do have a decent young goalie who keeps getting better in Jake Oettinger. They have a style of play where, you know, they keep everything tight. They play a lot of close games, and if it's a tie game in the third, one mistake for Calgary and you lose. You know, you worry about that. But for Dallas, they relied too much on Robertson, on Hintz, on Pavelski. Pavelski's an amazing playoff performer. I need to see Ben and Seguin step up game to game. Sometimes those guys disappear. They need to be big. If Dallas has any shot of beating Calgary, pulling this upset, they need Jamie Benn, they need Tyler Seguin dialed in every single game in this series, not deciding when they decide to play.
I think the Calgary Flames win this series in five or six games, guys and ladies. You can get them at -1.5 a battle, -128. I don't have a problem with that play. I like that.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's not. And if you're going to take Calgary, that's what you got to do. You know, you got to get creative. Look at the props. Look at the exact series result. Maybe a spread bet, -1.5 games. You go with that on Calgary. I mean, you've got to get creative because in their case, with a lot of these bigger favorites, you're not going to be interested in laying a big series price, -200, -300, or like we talked about with Colorado, over -600.
Ian Cameron kicking with us. All right, Babano, before we get you out of here, let's take a look at the NBA. And I told people, it was like deja vu all over again, like last year with the Bucks. People are like, oh, the Bucks, oh, the Celtics are big favorites. I'm like, I don't understand this. Like I said, all right. And I got, I think I was the only one yesterday on the set with Sharapan, Pharrell, and Cam. They all, Boston looks so good against Brooklyn. I said, Brooklyn blow, all right? And the other thing is, too, yeah, they swept them, but the winning margin was 4.3 points, Babano. It was actually like the third lowest sweep winning margin in the history of the league type thing. Like, every game was close. Brooklyn just didn't have enough. And, you know, Giannis, I tell people this all the time. Giannis is the best player in the league. And people don't, you know, whatever, they don't want to talk about him. And he just proves that he's the best over and over and over. So they rolled. Then we had that close game today with Golden State and Memphis. And then tomorrow, the Philadelphia 76ers are going to have to play without Joel Embiid as they're in Miami, and Dallas and Phoenix get going on Monday too, Babano.
Yeah, this is interesting. I mean, I say buyer beware on laying the points with Miami in game one. I've seen this. We talked about this theory, right? The injured player theory. Everyone's saying, Philly's cooked. They're going to get blown out in game one. No Joel Embiid. Be careful of that. Did Chris Middleton, without him, did Milwaukee suffer the first game? No. Did Phoenix win their first game without Booker when they played New Orleans? Yes. I mean, there's just so many examples of it. The team just rallies around. They step up. They do more. I'm not saying I'm going to be on Philly, but I'm personally less interested in -7.5 with Miami without Embiid than I would be. I'd be more interested in Miami with the original -4.5 if Embiid was playing. That's the way I see it with that game. So I would look at it probably as a game where I'd probably lean to Philly a little bit at +7.5. I like Dallas in the other game, +6. I think they are going to be the value side. They're a good road underdog. They play close games. The defense always keeps them in it. I think we got a close ball game there, kind of like Golden State and Memphis. I think it could come down to the wire in game one. I think even if Phoenix wins that series, Morenci, Dallas could be the team that has the ATS win-loss advantage. I think Dallas is probably going to cover more point spreads in this series because I think it's actually going to be a competitive series with the Mavs and the Suns, especially now that we see Luka really looking like Luka again. And to go with Brunson and Dinwiddie, that they got the defense that I think can, you know, hang in there against a very, very explosive, balanced Phoenix team. I like Dallas getting points in this series. Conceptually, I'm looking to do that, and I'm looking to do that in game one.
I actually agree with your Philadelphia take. In the sense, especially early, like game one, and then more specifically like first quarter of game one. I think, and tune into Game Time Decisions tomorrow at 6 o'clock Eastern, we'll have picks, obviously. But I agree. When teams, they don't have their star player, you know, it's obviously, it's going to hurt them in the long haul, Babano, but, you know, for the other team that you're playing, they don't really know what you're going to do suddenly. You know what I mean? Like, it's a completely, like look at Dallas was a good example with Luka Doncic. Oh, they don't have Luka, and oh, look at it. Utah are favored, and like, how are they going to do this? And what do they do? It's called coaching, right? And what do they do? They're like, all right, we're going to completely change the way that we play, right? Like, we're going to completely change the way that we play. Instead of walking it up, like, instead of just getting someone to play Luka's spot because nobody can beat him, how about we just push the ball and play up tempo? And it caught Utah off guard. Like, they were like, what the hell is going on here? And Dallas were good at it. And a similar situation, I mean, listen, Harden is Harden. He's an underachiever at times. But as I brought up, and I brought up on the past shows, dude, Harden's a max player, Babano, right? Tobias Harris is a, you know, makes a ton of money, right? Like, these guys aren't like scrubs. They're supposed to be stars on their own, right? So, and I tell you what, I think Maxey is. I think Maxey is developing into a star. I think he's their second best player. So I agree. I don't think Philadelphia is going to beat Miami in the series without Embiid. But with that being stated, I think they can hang around and they can battle. I think it could probably get worse as it goes. But one thing that we should note as far as this is concerned, too, it's not like Miami are the healthiest team either. But Bano, those guys always get hurt, too.
Yep.
That's not a surprise. I knew. I love Kyle Lowry, but... Yeah. The whole, Kyle Lowry's going to help the Heat get over the top thing. I'm like, he's going to get hurt. Like, he's breaking down, right? He's played hard over the years, and he just does. And the Heat,
Butler's got a wonky knee. PJ Tucker's got a wonky calf. I think they're both going to play, but they're both battling nagging injuries.
Oh, yeah. The Heat are always Babano, like a catastrophe away from everything imploding. The Late Night Anger Management Class, hey, great stuff, Babano. I don't know where Cam is right now. Maybe I should send him a text. I think Cam might be stuck like in an airport somewhere. I think he had a layover and there was a problem at McCarran Airport today. And it's funny too. I was literally about to tweet out about how McCarran Airport in Vegas is by far the best airport in the world. And I did it. And then they screw me, Babano. And I end up sitting on a tarmac for like I think it was an hour and 40 minutes, literally, where it was the worst. Like, we didn't take off. Like, we didn't move. We got on the plane, and they said, oh, sorry, there's a staff shortage here, and now we're waiting to get word. And then they didn't even bring – it was a disaster. But, Babano, we'll catch up with you on Wednesday, and we'll be a couple of games into the NHL playoffs.
Ryan Seacrest here. Every great barbecue has one secret ingredient. Patience. You do a little, and you wait a little. And while your dinner does its thing, you got a few minutes to yourself, right? Well, kick back with a little Chumba Casino. A flip and a spin. Who knows? Maybe even a login bonus. It is the perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Gonna be crazy, crazy week. Follow him on Twitter, at Pano, and check out all of his shows this week. It's always a pleasure with Pano. Thanks for the time.
All right, thanks a lot, Gabe. Good luck in the playoffs, and to everyone else listening and watching as well.
The late night anger management class continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, listen, I need some cash.
What for?
I just need it, that's all.
Oh, no. Don't tell me. You're gambling again, aren't you? Oh, you weak, weak man. What?
Level 3. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morency, Sirius XM Channel 159, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Thanks to Ian Cameron for joining us on the program. So as far as the Philadelphia 76ers and the Miami Heat are concerned, the Heat minus 7.5, total 208.5. Now, what I'm interested from a betting perspective in this game is the player point props for the Philadelphia 76ers. Now that Joel Embiid is not there, this opens things up for everybody else. And the numbers are posted. James Harden is 25.5. Now, a lot of people are talking about James Harden having to be, you know, the one. Like, he's going to be the guy now, basically, that's going to, the media is going to blame. When I mean the guy, I mean that basically there's the fall guy, right? And that's the way this stuff works. That's the way this stuff works. So, like, you see, like, now basically all the headlines about this and you see previews, it's James Harden. What can James Harden do, right? And I don't really think that's fully the case, really. And I think one thing about James Harden that people don't give him credit for enough is what a good passer he is. And he's not a selfish player on the court. He has been in the past, but he isn't anymore. Like, he has changed his approach, quite frankly, because he's a little older. And I don't think he has the energy. So, like, he's not in the best of shape, so you know what I mean? Like, he sort of, he paces himself a little bit, but he is a good passer, and I think this is going to be a key here. So, like, his player prop is 25.5 points. That's too high, in my opinion. Now, I'm not saying I'm going to pull the trigger on the under, but at the same point in time, I don't think that it's like, oh, yeah, Harden needs to score 38 points here. If it turns into that, they're going to get murdered, right? Like, they need to distribute the basketball, and I think this is where we can cash in here with Harden. Harden's going to set up Tobias Harris. Harden's going to set up Maxey. Like I said, he's very good at recognizing, like, he's good at putting his teammates in a position to succeed. And the odds makers agree. His assist prop is 9.5 in game one. Harden's assist prop, 9.5. Now, yeah, listen, Joel Embiid is not there. And as far as his assist being at 9.5, look, he had 15 assists in game 6 against the Toronto Raptors. He had 7 the game before that. He had 9. He had 10. He had 14. So basically, he went over the 9.5 in 4 of the 6 games against the Raptors. And I know now you're thinking, well, no, he's going to shoot more now. But nah, he'll pass more, because if you're the Miami Heat, they're going to badger him, right? The Heat are good at terrorizing the other team's best scorer. And they're going to know that. To me, the key is Maxey. Maxey is a great young player that was pretty much a difference maker. Like, without Maxey, they don't beat the Raptors even. Like Maxi, like Embiid was amazing, but really Maxi was the difference maker. Maxi's player point prop is 22.5. I think Maxi will deliver. I think he'll go over. I think they're going to have to be aggressive. The Miami Heat are an older team, and Maxi's speed gave the Raptors problems, and I think his speed can give the Miami Heat problems as well. He's just that fast. Like, I don't think people talk about speed in basketball a lot. We talk about it in football and sometimes in hockey, etc. But, like, Larinaga was talking about that with the Miami Hurricanes. He was just talking about how his guys are fast. And he said, you know, kind of it helps to get up the court quick. Right? Like, but if you see Maxi's, like, first step, his burst, you can't stop it. Like I said, like, this kid is special. And what I like about it is a lot of people, like, will have the athletic talent. Like, yeah, if you figured it out, they wouldn't be able to stop it. He already has. Like, he already has. He totally gets that, you know what? None of you are as fast as me. And when I cut it to the rack, you can't keep up. And you can't. He scores at will, and he just explodes past everybody. And there's nothing you can do. Like, he's so fast, you have a hard time, like, fouling him even. Like, he just gets, like, you know what I mean? Everyone would be sort of standing around the paint, and he gets the ball, and he's like a running back that hits the hole. And he's gone. It's one of those deals, and it's too late to react, and no one wants to get, you know, they don't want to take a cheap foul because he's about to score. You saw that with the Raptors a bunch of times, where he would beat everybody to the rack, and then sometimes someone would sort of half-ass foul him, but it would be too late, and it would be an N1. So oftentimes, they just sort of backed off. Like, Van Fleet was getting killed by him. Van Fleet was like a step late all the time. I'm telling you, he's a fast kid. I like him. I'm going to go over 22.5 of Maxi. Tobias Harris, to me, is actually the key. Because I think Harden will be fine. I think Harden's going to score 23, whatever. He's going to have a bunch of assists and rebounds. Like, Harden will sort of be that guy that'll run things for everybody. So I'm not, you know, I've criticized Harden in the past, but coming into this, I've given him the benefit of the doubt. Like, once again, I am in the minority in the sense that I don't think this is going to be some easy party for the Miami Heat now because Embiid's not there. Now, over the course of 7 games, I think the Miami Heat will win the series. But it doesn't mean that I don't think these games are going to be a battle. They're going to be close. And as I said, Tobias Harris, to me, is the guy. He's the one that needs to step up. Tobias Harris makes a lot of money. And in fact, going back a couple of years, remember Jimmy Butler was on the Sixers in 2019, and the Kawhi shot and all that. He was on the Sixers, and they decided not to bring him back. Like, Jimmy Butler wasn't, like, running away from the Philadelphia 76ers. And in fact, I remember he did a podcast or, you know, it was an interview he did. And Jimmy's obviously a pretty outspoken guy, so he's not shy of speaking, you know. And he said, like, he goes, I think we can win in Philadelphia. He basically said, it's a good team, there's good players, we just need to learn to fight through this stuff and the disappointment, you know what I mean, just got to get a little tougher in the playoffs. But he was, like, he was pro-Sixer, and they didn't want to pay him. And they paid Tobias Harris instead. So don't think that that's not on his mind. And now this is for you, Tobias Harris. Well, they gave you, you know, at the time was a lot of money. Tobias Harris, you know, he scored 19 points. He played pretty well against the Raptors, actually. He was okay. Like, he hit some pretty timely shots. And if you look at his shooting, I mean, he was pretty good. 9 of 14, 7-11. He had, like, two sort of subpar games. He's, you know what, you notice the pattern with Tobias Harris. He was better at home. He was better at home. Like, when he played in Philadelphia, he scored 26-20. Then he went to Toronto and he scored 11-15. They went back to Philadelphia, he scored 16, and then in the last game he did drop 19. I would go over 18.5 with Tobias Harris here as well. I'd go over 18.5. I'd go over Maxey 22.5, over Tobias Harris. As I stated, these guys have to shoot. And they're going to be in trouble if it's just Harden shooting and stuff. That's not what they want. Like, Harden's going to be distributing the ball and setting people up, doing his little take it into the paint and kick it out thing, and or cry for the fake foul that he always gets called. He's going to have to be more aggressive than he was against the Toronto Raptors. But I like these props, though. Harden over 9.5 assists, Maxey over 22.5 points, and Tobias Harris over 18.5. I wouldn't be surprised if the Harden thing hits 10.5. I think these numbers will move a bit. The prop market is a big one. And see, a lot of people, like the casual fan, sort of looks at this and goes, oh my God, Embiid is out. Meanwhile, the bettors look at this and go, okay, now Embiid is out, good. We can make money with these other guys and these other players, right, with their value, with their props. Yeah, and as I stated, I think these numbers will all go up. Like, I wouldn't be shocked if Maxey. Look, Maxey's right now, it's 22.5 minus 108 to the over, minus 112 to the under. So I guess it's not really in danger of moving just yet. Tobias Harris is just minus 110. 18.5. And as I was stating earlier, I wouldn't be surprised if Philadelphia hangs around in this game tomorrow, but it gets away from them as the game goes on, right? Where it's like, wow, they actually played pretty well, but yeah, they ended up losing by 8, right? You know what I mean? It was like, but yeah, but it was pretty close, you know, it was a battle. Like I said, I don't think they're just going to get smoked. Like, I'm looking at the points in this game. First quarter as well. They're getting 2.5. Hopefully we can get it up to 3 here with the Philadelphia 76ers. As I stated a couple of to Babano, it's always a challenge. It's the one thing when a star player is out, especially when it's a star player that everything goes through. Right? So it's like there's not a lot of tape, you know what I mean, like on this new Sixer team. Now it's up to Doc Rivers. Right, it's up to Doc Rivers to come up with a couple of schemes that Miami are not going to be expecting. But if it was me, I would just unleash it. I would do what Dallas did. I would just pick up the tempo. I'd pick up the tempo and run, and I'd make Miami run, because if you set up in a half-court set against Bam Adebayo and Butler and these guys, they're a physical team. It's not going to work for you. Like, take Miami out of their element. But the thing is, Miami can run and hit threes, too. So, Miami are a damn good team. You know, what did I tell you about Miami, though, before, coming into the playoffs? I said, I think Miami are a damn good team, but I said they're going to get hurt. They will. Like, Butler won't last the playoffs. Kyle Lowry's already hurt. And, they're an injury waiting to happen, this team, all the time. As we saw in the finals a couple of years ago against the Lakers. But, so, point spread 7.5. I'm leaning with the Sixers here right now, plus the points, actually, though. I think they can hang around and just sort of, you know, they lost by 6 or 7. Like, I want it to go up, though. And that's the thing. It was, I saw it at 8 in Vegas, right? It was 8. I'm seeing 7.5 now. I think, though, once the public gets hold of this tomorrow, like, where I'm going with this is, if you like the Sixers, let's hold off on this, right? Don't click it now. Because it's not like a lot of people are going to be lining up to say, oh, I want to take the Sixers. I think the public is going to, they're going to assume they're going to get murdered. So I think we can probably, it'll get back up to at least 8. I prefer 10. Bring it.
Sports. Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Grid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Americans, 180 minutes of sports talk radio. All right, Matthias. Well, you didn't come to Vegas, Matthias, but it's probably a good thing. Trust me. You're. I guarantee you, you feel better than any one of us that was there right now. It's the best way.
Yeah.
The best way of putting it. Although, I don't feel that bad. I'm all right, actually. I'm not like, oh, like, I don't feel like, basically, I'm a machine, man. So, like, I don't really, like, I've already forgotten about, like, I was in Vegas. For me, it's just more so getting, like, these shows, man. Like, I don't even have time to eat before these shows. I'm getting off these planes and all the show and this show and this on at 9 in the morning. Like, it's, the schedule has been over the top as of late. We'll start to get back on track tomorrow, but we got the NHL playoffs tomorrow. It's going to be great. Tomorrow night, like I said, we'll have the Edmonton Oilers and the LA Kings game on in the late night hours. You betting the hockey tomorrow, Matthias? What do you like in the basketball tomorrow? What are you putting in?
Gabe, the basketball has been on fire, Gabe. And, you know, when I got to make a pick in basketball, I'm going to go with the guys I trust the most, Gabe. And right now, that has to be the Miami Heat and the Phoenix Suns. I'm not going against the Suns. And like you said, I'm not going to go against the Heat without Joel Embiid playing.
That's going to be the big money line parlay, the public parlay tomorrow night. The Miami Heat and the Phoenix Suns. I got to tell you, we spent all that time talking about the Philadelphia-Miami game. We'll get into the Dallas-Phoenix game on game time decisions tomorrow. But I think this is going to be a battle as well. As it is right now, I'm leaning with both underdogs tomorrow night, plus the points in the NBA. Like I said, tune in to Game Time Decisions at 6 o'clock Eastern. I do like those props that I gave you, though, already. Harden over 9.5 assists, and Maxey over 22.5 points, and Tobias Harris over 18.5 points. I'm thinking long and hard about pulling the trigger on the Sixers. I want more points, though. Like I said, the spread should go up. And I don't know, Dallas might even get up to 6.5. It's 6 right now. Thanks to Mokan and Ian Cameron. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.